start the Mishnah over again. You daf ayin heyam a base, the last Mishnah. Noga becharsoi sholtaner. You have the korban pesach, the meat that's roasting now in your oven. And the meat touches the charsoi sholtaner, touches the side of the tanner. The charis usually is made out of earthly keli, the oven itself. So the meat now touches the sides of the oven. Is yiklef es mekoymoy. The place that the meat touched the side is also, you can't eat that meat. You have to be kolef, like peel it off. And the reason is because the locher is tzliyesh. It has to be roasted only from the fire itself. Now the piece of meat that touches this hot side of the tanner is roasting it. That's puzzle. Torah says tzliyesh two times and not from something else. If you have a hot metal or a hot kli cheris cooking up the korban pesach, that's puzzle. So the part of the meat that touched the wall of the tanner is being roasted from the oven, that's possible. Therefore, yiklov, you have to kolof, like peel it off that piece of meat. What about notaf meroit fi alacheris? Let's say some of the oil, some of the juice of the korban itself fell off and hit the side of the oven again. The chazer elov, after this juice, the roitiv, the fats of the korban pesach hit the side of the oven, it went back into the meat, into the korban pesach. Here the locher is yitel es mekoymoy. As we say, this juice is osur again because it was cooked from the side of the oven. Now, when this fat goes back into the carbon, since it's fat, it's baleya, it dissolves further into the meat. So it's not enough kerlev just to peel it off, but rather yitel is a deeper. You have to take off a netzpa, the thickness of a netzpa of the meat. You have to take off yitel, take it out. Yitel es mekoymoy. What about notaf meyroit ve'alasoylus? Let's say some of this juice from the korban pesach, the fats, fell down on top of a dough. And the dough is talking about where the dough is hot. So when the juice now falls onto the dough, the hot dough is like baking, like cooking this juice. So it's also to eat it now, because this juice comes from the korban pesach, and it's not a tzliyesh, it's being roasted from something else. So you can't eat this juice. So the juice now goes into this asolus, into this flour. So yikmas es mekoymoy. You have to make a kmitza, like take out a good piece of the dough and throw it away. The part of the dough that has the belia, has the taste of this juice, you have to throw away. Now we're talking about that this juice that fell off the korban pesach, it wasn't completely roasted yet. And that's pshita. Once the korban was completely roasted, completely done already, now if the juice falls onto something else, it wouldn't become usur. We're talking about the korban wasn't completely done yet. So the juice that falls out of the korban, it still has to be done yet. So what's finishing it off? When it hits the bottom dough is finishing it off. So that's also teat that juice. Therefore, yikmatef mekoyme. What about sochel b'shem and truma? On top of your korban pesach, you shmid it, you put shem and oil that came from truma. It depends. Im chaburus kahanim yoichlu. If the chabur, the people that own this korban, are all kahanim, very good, they're allowed to eat the korban. Hey, that's not a concern from Bishul. Since you only have a small amount of shemen on the outside of the meat, now you put this meat in the fire and it's roasting, it's still called tzliyesh. There's no psul, it's not called you're cooking the meat, it's only a small amount of oil. Yisrael can eat it, that's not kmitza, it's just telling you din.
What if you put regular shemen
in Yisrael? I'll be mutter. Just telling you halacha now. That if the kahanim there, they're allowed to eat it. And the chiddush is, im shel Yisrael, but let's say the Yisraelim and the people are Yisraelim, so im chayu, if the meat is raw, yidichenu. It's telling you these chiddushim, enechnamid. It would be regular shemen, pshita be mutter. That's what we said. It's not a question of bishul. It's only called tzliyesh. Just if the shemen is truma, so now if it's the meat was still raw, you didn't put it into the fire yet, just yidichenu, you just have to wash it off. And the shemen goes off it, and you can eat it now, Yisrael. The imtzlihu, let's say the meat is being roasted, it's hot already, then yiklef esachitzen. Then you have to make a klipa, you have to peel off all around the meat, the outside of the meat you have to throw away. Because that has belias of truma, and Yisrael can't eat it. But the rest of the korban, though, Yisrael's allowed to eat. What about tzachu b'shemen shomayis tesheni? Let's say they've smeared some oil that came from Ma'is Yisheni around the Korban Pesach. So locher is now lo yasenu domin. It has a din like Ma'is Yisheni now. It's boleya. It's swallowed up into the Korban. And you have to eat it with Kedusha's Ma'is Yisheni. You can't be poider it. Lo yasenu domin al b'nei chabura. The people of chabura can't say we'll put some money and we'll be poider this Ma'is Yisheni to make it like regular chulin. You can't do that. Why? Shein poydin maisa sheni b'Yerushalayim. Once the maisa sheni came into Yerushalayim, the loch rigid b'davka have to eat it there with the kedushas maisa sheni, and you're not allowed to be poydu it. Nagrashi says, the pasuk only says, dechi yirbe mimcho haderech, for the satra kesef. If you have a far away journey to go to Yerushalayim, before you get to Yerushalayim, you can be poydu it onto money, and just take the money to Yerushalayim. But once the Maisa Sheni enters Yerushalayim, you can't be poydu anymore. You have to eat the Maisa Sheni with Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. This is the Mishnah. Sotik Gemara. Itma, a famous machloikis. Cham, or some. Cham letoy cham divri hakoloser. Let's say you have something that's hot, like Rashi, bos roseich, you have hot meat. Letoy chelev roseich. Into a hot fat that's treif. Or echad shel isav, echad shel heter. Or else you have a nevela falling into something hot. If both pieces are hot, pshitu it's also. Like Lamosha, our case would be bosa b'cholub. If you have a hot piece of meat that falls into a hot milk, the locker is that both belay, they both dissolve one from the other, and it becomes also bosa b'cholub. Hey, something has to be hot in order to dissolve. Mashenk, if both things are cold, cold that doesn't dissolve inside it, just wash it off and it's mutter. So if both parties are hot, pshitu it's also. Let's say both are cold. You have a cold piece of meat that falls into cold milk. Then about every hakol mutter. Everybody holds taki it's mutter. What about cham l'teich tzoinin v'tzoinin l'teich cham? What about one of them is hot and one of them is cold? What's the locha? Is Rava Maravo? He says he loy gover. The ikur is the top. It depends what the top thing is. If the top is hot coming into cold, it's of a hot piece of meat that's coming into cold meat. It's awesome. Because the ikur is the top thing. If the top thing is hot, it's also. And the other way, if the top thing, the top meat is cold, and the bottom milk is hot, it's also mutter. Because the ikur is the top. If the top is cold, it does not balaya. If the top is hot, it is balaya. Ushmul Amar Shmul says no. Titoya gover. The ikur is the bottom. If the bottom part, the milk is hot, it'll be also. If the milk is cold, it'll be mutter. It doesn't depend what the top is. The ikur is what the bottom is. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. They say iloi gover, they say titoya gover. So now we bring rais. So Rashi says, it's like dumb here. Rashi says, Shmuel Oma Titoi Gover. The last one of the big ones. Hilkach. Therefore, Cham L'Teich Tzoinein Mutter. If you have a hot piece of meat falling into cold milk now, it's Mutter. If it's Tzoinein L'Teich Cham, the opposite way, a cold piece of meat falls into hot milk, is awesome. So Rashi, B'yafagav, Hilchasek Rav B'Yisuri, usually we paskin like Rav. B'ho Hilchasek Shmuel. Here we paskin like Shmuel. So Tanya Tati Mastisa Kabosi Kadakamon. This is Rashi Shita. That we passed in like Shmuel, because the Gemara soon at the end is going to bring two rayas to Shmuel that we passed in Titoi Gover. The Iker is at what's on bottom. Gemara says Tanan, I'll bring you rayas now for now Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, no tav me roit for yalacheris. If some of the juice, the fats of the Korban Pesach, fell onto the sides of the oven, onto the cheris, the earthly side of the oven, the chazare love. And then it went back into the Korban Pesach, is Yitles Mekoymei. We say it's Osir, that juice became Osir, was cooked from the Cheris, and now when it goes back to the Korban, you can't eat that juice, so you have to Yitel. You have to take off a good part of the meat. Now, Kosalka Daitach, the Havimir is that the Mishnah is talking about Afilo, the Cheris Soinenis. Even in the case where the oven is cooled off, the Cheris is cool. It was roasted in one oven, and now you just took it into another oven just to cool off there. But the Cheris itself is cool. And still it says, if the hot juice now falls onto the cheris, we say it's usr, and when it falls back into the korban, it becomes usr. So the Rav says, Dishlei Malarav, according to Rav, it's very good. Tiyomar Eloi Gover. He always says, the top thing that's coming down, the top is the ikur. So here we're talking about now, the korban pesach was hot, you just got finished roasting your korban, and the juice, or you're in the middle of roasting it, and the juice now fell off, and hit the bottom part of the kli of the oven. So the juice coming down, the top part is hot. So even though the bottom oven is cold, still we say it's also. So this Yomi, the main thing is the top. Therefore we say when this juice hits the bottom oven, and then it goes back into the korban, it's also, and you have to take off the mokum, the place where the meat, where the juice went into the meat. Why? We say when this hot juice coming out of this korban, this roasted meat, when the hot juice comes down and hits the cheris, it makes the cheris hot. Because the loy gover, the main thing is the top. So the top thing now hitting the bottom, cooled off cheris, makes that cheris hot. Now that you have a hot cheris there, that place is hot. For hoda cheris, ma'aseich le'l roitiv. Now this hot cheres, this hot part of the oven, makes the roitev become also hot. Even though the roitev was hot already, but now it's like being cooked up, machmas what? Not machmas deish, but it's being cooked up, machmas cheres. And that's awesome. The Torah says by the Korban Pesach, it has to be sliyesh. It has to only be cooked, roasted from the fire, and not roasted from the hot oven. So here, the oven was cool on the bottom. Just this hot liquid coming down, since the top coming down is hot, it makes the bottom portion of the cheres, where it touches the bottom part of the oven, becomes hot. Now that that mokum is hot, it's like using its heat to again heat up this juice that's there. So it's simply it cooked up the juice, and therefore the juice now is also heat. Because it's not a tzli eisha anymore, it's also tzli machmas davar acher. So when this juice now falls back into the carbon, it makes the carbon also. It's very good. Is kihoda roitev of Pesach, komatfei pischa machmas chamimusa de cheres. Is the reason why it's also, because this juice was heated up from the cheres, from the oven. For Rachmanom, the Torah says, tzli eish. You could only eat the carbon Pesach that was completely roasted by fire. That's all. The only thing that cooked up this Pesach was only the fire. The light sli machmas davar acher, and not if something else also helped cooking up this carbon Pesach. Whereas here, the juice, when it left the carbon and hit the bottom part of the oven, it touched the cheres of the oven. Since the hot juice made the cheres hot, now this hot cheres is like cooking up the juice. So the juice was also cooked machmas davar acher. So it's good why it's awesome. By the kashrus elul Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, it's very shver al Mishnah. To Yomati Toy Gova, Shmuel always says when the top thing comes into a bottom thing, you look at the bottom thing. That's the main thing. If the bottom thing is cold, it's mutter. So here, to Toy Gova, cheres. We're talking about the bottom thing now is this kli cheres, is the oven. Kiv, when the tzoynin who is having, meaning we're talking about even a cold oven. So since the oven itself on the bottom is cold, akuri mekel and eroitiv, even though it's hot juice falling off this roasted carbon Pesach, it's hot juice coming down, but he holds when hot reaches the bottom cold is the ikur, and it cools off this hot juice. So akure make an eroitiv. It first cools off this hot juice falling down. There's no din bishul. This hot juice did not get cooked up from anything. The only thing that made this juice cooked is only the fire. So amai eat less mekaymai. Why should you have to, when this juice now falls back into the meat, do you have to cut off that part of the meat? What's wrong with that part of the meat? This juice was not cooked from anything else. The juice, the hot juice, hit the bottom oven, which was cold. It cooled off the juice, so the juice wasn't cooked from the oven. The juice at all was only cooked from the heat of the eish. So why is it also to Kashan Shmuel from our Mishnah? And for the Gemara and the Chanami, to the Yomer of Yirmi Yom HaShmuel, B'Solos Roseches, like the next part of the mission, he says the dough that becomes osur is also because the dough was hot. I'll tell you, hochi nami becheres roseich, enich nami. Shmuel will learn our Mishnah, but dafkom, where the cheres, the oven is hot. That's what we're talking about. So you have a nice hot oven. And now when the juice of the carbon falls to the bottom and touches the cheres is hot by itself. See, that according to Shmuel, according to everybody, they're both hot. The juice is hot and the cheres is hot. So they cook one another. So therefore it's considered the cheres, the oven, is cooking up this part of the carbon, and that's possible. The Torah says, tzliyesh, v'loy tzli machmas davar acher. So now the Mishnah is not a kasha to Shmuel. Vayta tanan, another part of the Mishnah we learned, notav meroitzvei ala soilis. Let's say some of the juice, some of the fats of the carbon Pesach drips onto soilis, onto dough, on the bottom of the oven. Is alocha yikmeses mekoymei. We say now the juice becomes osur. The reason is because we say this dough cooks up this juice. So the juice now of the carbon got cooked up, not machmas eish, machmas something else. So you're not allowed to eat that juice. Now that the juice is inside the soilus, inside this dough, you have to yikmas es mekoymai, take off that part of the dough which has the juice inside it. Now, kosalka daitik, we have a havamina, we think. Kosalka daitik, so the havamina, we think like this, that the soilus fenenis, that the Mishnah is even talking about that the dough on the bottom was just put in, it's a cooled off dough, it's not hot. So what says again? According to Rav, we understand the Mishnah, the Yomar Eloi Gover. He always says the top thing is the main thing. So here you have this hot juice falling down into cooled off a dough. So Mishrim Hochi Yikmois Es Mekoymoi. Therefore we say it's also, the juice becomes also. Why? The Maseach Lo Lesoilus. When this hot fat from the current festival drips off and touches the soilus, the bottom dough, it heats up that dough. because Eloi Gova, the top is the Iker. So the top heats up the bottom. Tohoder Hadrana, it makes the whole Serlis all around, and it makes it nice and hot. Vehodra Serlis, and now this hot dough, or Masechos Lei, Lividei, and it heats up now, it like cooks up this juice, the fat of the Korban Pesach. Vekomatfei Reutiv Machmas Chanimusa, the Serlis. And this is the psul now, that this juice, this part of the juice of the Korban Pesach, is being cooked up, Machmas the heat of the dough. For Rachamon Norma, the Torah says, Tzliyesh. The Korban Pesach has to be completely roasted only from fire. For loy tzli machmas dov racher, and not if something else is hot, even though it was heated from the fire. But since lamais it's something else that's hot, it's either the oven itself, or it's the dough inside them, and the dough now gets in contact with this juice, and cooks up the juice becomes also heat. So according to Rav, it's very good. Since the loy, the top, is the main thing, it's hot, that's why it's also. Elo lishmul, but according to Shmuel, the yomer he holds. Titoi Govar, the main thing is always the bottom, when a top thing hits the bottom. The main thing depends upon what the bottom is. Abazoi Soilis, we're talking about now that this bottom dough was Kibun, the Sananasi, since we're talking about that it's a cooled off one, it's cold. Abazoi, when this hot juice touches this bottom dough, Akura Kamekale, it cools it off. There's no Bishl involved. The dough is not cooking off this juice. Adaraba, the hot juice now just becomes cooled off. And anything that's cold, it's not cold a bishum. It didn't get cooked up from anything. So why do you have to take off this part of the dough that has the juice inside it? Fakat gesuntay, eat it up. There's nothing wrong with it. The juice is mutter. The juice was only cooked through the fire. It's mamish cold sliyesh. So according to Shmuel, why does the Mishnah say that this dough is also? After Gemara, Rav Yirmiya, Omash Shmuel, Atayin Echnami, Beserlus Raseches. Shmuel has to learn our Mishnah. We're talking about that the bottom dough was hot. It was hot from before. So now when the juice, the fat of the Korban Pesach drips down and goes into this hot dough, it's considered like the dough itself is heating up, cooking up this Korban Pesach. And that's also, the Torah says, Tzliyesh, V'loy Tzli Machmas Dov Racher. So the kids of the Mishnah, there's no riot, there's no kash on Shmuel. Fight Nochem, another part of the Mishnah, Tanan. Says now Mishnah, Sochu B'Shem and Shol Truma, they shmir, they put some oil that was truma around the Korban Pesach, so, and then you roasted it, so it depends. In chaburas kahanim yoichlu. If it's kahanim here, so they're allowed to eat it, because the shemen shel truma, so what? Kahanim are allowed to eat truma. Im shel Yisrael, let's say the people that own this Korban are Yisraelim, and they're not allowed to eat truma, so it depends. Im chayu, if the meat is still raw, it's not cooked yet, it's not hot, yedichenu. All you have to do, you put this oil around the raw, cold meat, just wash it off, that's enough. That's the way you get the shemen off. And then the Yisraelim, the Bailam, are allowed to eat the korban. What about in Slihu? Let's say it started to roast already. So you have your shemen, the oil, which is truma, is roasting now on top of this korban pesach. And what's the locha? Yikla pesach itzim. It says what? You have to make a klipa. You have to like peel off all around the korban. The outer layer of meat, you have to peel off. Because that has a blayer that was swallowed up. It has some oil in it, and the oil is truma, and the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So then it's yiklav esachitzen. Russell at this. Bishleim l'rav. I understand the Koran to Rav is very good. The Yomri loy gobar. That he says the top is the main thing. Amto lohochi sagale b'klipa. That's why it's very good. We go boss the klipa. All you have to have is just to be kerlef, just to peel off the outer skin. Mishum why the loy it's training. Because we're talking about now the top thing, what do? They had a hot roasted Korban Pesach. And on top of this Korban Pesach, they smeared some oil. So the oil is what is cold. It's talking about regular oil. So when you put the top oil on top of the Korban Pesach, it's good. Why? All you have to do now is just take off the top layer from the Korban. It didn't go further into the Korban to ask for the whole meat, because we say Eloi Gover. And since the top is cold, therefore it's not bolay, it doesn't go all the way through the meat. Therefore, it only went in the top layer a little bit. The top layer just take off. According to Shmuel the Yomar, Titoi Govar, he says no. The main thing, it depends upon the bottom thing. So here, Kivon Dechamhu, we're talking about now you have a roasted Korban Pesach. So the meat itself is nice and hot. And on top of this meat, you're smearing some cold oil. According to Shmuel, the bottom meat, like, cooks up this oil. And any time it's cham, it should be belay, it should go through the whole meat. It's belay into the whole meat. So belay, the whole meat should be yasser, the whole Korban Pesach should be yasser. For the markiv and the chamu, miv la bola. Or belay, yamai, sagale, beklipa. Why is it enough just to peel off the outer layer of skin? Nisa salagamri. You should ask for the whole Korban, the whole meat should be yasser now. Because tzli is balaya. When you're roasting something, for sure, shemen, even though the Gemara says in Chulim that tzli doesn't go further in, it's not balaya so much. But shumen, fat it is. Anything that's fatty goes all the way into the meat when you're roasting it. So look right here, shemen is also fatty, it's shemen. It should be balaya into the whole meat. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Shmuel, why do you say just peel off the outer skin? The whole meat should be yasa now. It be yasa means it has truma inside it. So it's also for Israel to eat it. So if the people on this current Pesach are Yisraelim, it's a post the korban now. The Bible are not allowed to eat it. And for the Gemara, Shani Sicha Demashu Bial Mehu Diavida. I'll tell you no. After they said the Sach Shal Shemim, they didn't pour a lot of oil on top of the korban. They just smeared a little bit. It's called a mashu. And when a little bit goes on top of the meat, even though you're roasting the meat, a little bit of slit, a little bit of shemen doesn't go through and through the meat. Since you only put on top a mashu, a drop of the shemen, it only goes in a drop into the meat. That's all. That's why just take off the outer layer of the skin. That's enough. But anyway, if it would have been a lot of shemen there, according to Shmuel, it would be also the whole carbon, because we'd say that the shemen goes through and through. Right. Tanya kavos de Shmuel. Now the Gemara is now Malkashis, now it's time going to bring a raya. I'll bring your raya to Shmuel. And Rashi says, since the Gemara brings now two rayas to Shmuel, it's a raya we paskin like Shmuel, that he toy gover. The main thing is the bottom thing always. Look like this. Cham l'teicham. If something hot piece of meat falls into hot milk, pshit it's osser. They're both hot. V'chein tzernin shenosin l'teicham. The same thing, you threw a cold piece of meat into hot milk, it's also osser. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel that the main thing depends upon the bottom thing. Since the bottom thing is cham, is hot, it's awesome. What about the opposite way? Cham l'tzeich tzoynin, you take a hot piece of meat and throw it into cold milk, or else with tzoynin l'tzeich tzoynin, or else cold into cold, is madiach, that's all, just wash them off and they become mutter. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel here. Well, we'll soon see. So far, that's what you have to do. We'll soon see the bottom of the Gemara. So far, that's all you should have to do. We'll soon see not like that. Cham l'teich tzoynin. Let's say, it says now, Samara is asking, no, if a hot piece of meat, you're telling me now, falls into something cold, madiach. All you have to do is just wash it off. That's all. Because this is a riot to Shmuel. The main thing is the bottom. Since it's cold, nothing happens. For the Gemara, kashadom. But kivon the chamu, since this piece of meat was hot, ademekalei. So true, it falls into the cold milk. So true, the cold milk now is going to cool off the meat. Not the pshat like Rav, the hot meat, warms up the milk. Rather like Shmuel, the cold milk cools off the top, the hot meat. But it takes time though. Ademekalei, while this cold milk is cooling off the hot meat, yeshed lebola purta. Something has to go into the meat. Kafartis, meat falling down is a hot piece of meat. So when the hot piece of meat falls into the milk, while the meat is getting cooled off, but at the first second still hot, so a little bit has to go into the meat. So b'zoi klipa miuni boi. Why do you say just to wash it off, since the top meat is hot, you should have to take off, say klipa. You should have to take off the outer layer of it, the outer skin of it. And Gemara ela'ema like this. Cham l'teich tzoynin k'yisakarai k'olif. If a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, the din is k'olif. You have to take off the outer layer of it. That you have to do. When something cold falls into something cold, then madiach, that's all you have to do, just wash it off. So there's a clear raya to Shmuel, that the ikar is titoy go over the bottom. Tan yidach, we have another brice like this. Boser rotzech, you have a hot piece of meat. Shenofel atoich cholov rotzech, it fell into hot milk. So pshita, this is also. V'chein tzoynein shenofel atoich ham, who did a cold piece of meat that fell into hot milk, is also. Another raya to Shmuel. That since the bottom is hot, that's the yikr, it all becomes osir. Raya again to Shmuel. What about cham l'teich tzoynin? Let's say the hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, or else with tzoyn l'teich tzoynin, cold into cold, then mediach. All you have to do is just wash it off, it's mutter, a clear raya to Shmuel. Furthermore, the same kasha now. Cham l'teich tzoynin, what are you telling me now when a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk? All you have to do is just mediach, just wash it off. For the Gemara, kivun the chamu, since this meat is hot, ademekalei, while the milk is cooling off this hot piece of meat, yev should lebola purta. Something has to be swallowed up, go into the piece of meat. Kafot is coming in hot. You should have to at least do a klipa, at least peel off the outer skin of the meat. You should have to do at least. Let's say like this. If something hot falls into something cold, all you have to do is just peel it off. What about cold into cold? So there's a raya again like Shmuel, that the main thing is the bottom thing. Omamar, we learned before, we just got finished saying, if you have cold meat that goes into cold milk, just wash it off. Omar Afuna, we're only talking about this meat is not salted meat. Let's say the meat is salted meat, even though it's cold, still osir. Then it'd be osir. Why? The Yomar Shmuel says, Meliach Harek Roseach. Something that is salted is considered like Roseach, like hot. So then it'll be called hot here, and then it'll be osir. Kovush, let's say you're soaking something. So Rashi says kovush here means v'chaymet. You're soaking something in vinegar, or else usually we say you soak it for 24 hours. Also, kibbush, even soaking it in water for 24 hours, harayu kimabushel. That's also considered like you cooked it up. So that's why we say the cold meat is mutter, that's only if it's not salted. But if it's salted, then it's kurasayach. Now, how much salt do you have to have on it? Omar Rova, hodi yom ha-shmul maliach harayu kurasayach, that the Shmuel says if it's a salted piece of meat, the saltness of it makes it like it's hot. In other words, it would be balaya when it's very salty, it's considered like a hot piece of meat. Then it would dissolve something else. It's only said, Ella, that you have so much salt there that people don't need it right now. It's so salty, it's not edible. That's called salt that makes it hot. That they just put a little bit of salt on the meat to make it taste good, that you could eat it with the salt, that's not called Maliach Kirasech. And then a Maliach Kirasech means we have a lot of salt there, that right now nobody would eat it. The only way you eat it is first you have to wash off all the salt and then you eat it. So right now, when you have so much salt on the meat, that makes the meat like it's hot. And now, Churo Bitoli bites the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It depends what's on top and what's on bottom. According to Shmuel, it'll only be osur when the meat is on the bottom, and the milk now falls on top of this salted meat. That we say the bottom is hot, therefore the bottom meat is heating up the milk. Moravite, Hahu Bar Guzla. We had a raw chicken. A cold chicken, a baguzla chicken. Did no fall lakada de kimcha. It fell into a plate full of milk. Kada de kimcha, Rashi's kimcha, that's kutach, like we had before. The yispen is yubidichal, but there's some milk inside this dish. The kitzah, the raw chicken, the cold raw chicken, fell into a milk of the dish. Fell into some milk. Is sharia? Sharia ravchinu nabrei de rove mi pashrunya. He owes it smutter, like we had before. All you have to do is just wash it off, and it's smutter. Nuchur, it's cold, into cold, it's mutter. Omar Robas said, Man chochem lemishrei milsa, who is such a wise man to be mater, say it's mutter, kiho, ilav rav chinano, braid the robin pashrunya. The gavar rabu, he's a great man. And Omoloch, he'll explain to you, the chiddush here is, why says this chicken was a little bit salted. It wasn't salty too much, but it had a little bit salt on it. And still he said it's mutter. Why? Because he knew this halacha to say over, that Omoloch, when did Shmuel say Meliach Harek Roseach, that something that's salted is like it's hot, and then it would become also here? When do we say something that's salted is hot? Sheinecha machmas molchoy. Only if it's so salted, so much salt there, that right now it's not edible. It has so much salt there, people will need it because of this. Abaho, this geyser, this chicken we're talking about, necha machmas molchoy. It didn't have that much salt on it. Right now people could eat it. So since people could eat it, therefore, it's not called Roseach. Therefore, it's just cold that fell into cold. And all you have to do is just wash it off. Tomorrow now. Fahani milidol chai. When do we say this? Only if it's raw meat. Raw meat, we say, when it falls into milk, all you have to do is just wash it off. Avotzli. Let's say the meat was already roasted, or else our cooked meat already. Then boy klipa. If you have a cold piece of cooked meat that falls into milk, then you have to have klipa. It's not enough to wash it off. If I says once it was cooked or roasted already, the meat is a little softer, so now it is belay, a little bit of milk goes in. The Rashi says, Vloyah morin, no, that's next thing, yeah. Right, the Vloyah morin, even this was only said, I'd less pay pili, only if there's no holes at all in this cooked piece of meat. Well, this pay pili, there are a type of cracks through this cooked piece of meat, then also, that even a cold piece of meat that went into cold milk, the whole meat,